Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, host of Inspire Indeed, where we discuss community issues and hear from nonprofits and local leaders who are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Now, the main reason why I volunteer to host this show is to let people hear about great things that are going on in Richmond and discover ways that, you know, anybody can be a part of positive change. I've been doing this kind of thing, helping people get connected with the community in different ways for a number of years now. And one thing that I accomplished in carrying out this work is joining with my friends Vanessa Diamond and Kristen Kaplan to start up Hands on Greater Richmond. Hands on Greater Richmond has become like a hub of information about volunteering in Richmond, and it does a lot more than that now. I'm still involved a little bit behind the scenes with Hands on, and I'm amazed at how much it's been growing with a staff of incredible people who have been accomplishing a whole lot over the past 5 or 6 years. It's come so far from when the three of us, me and Vanessa and Kristen, were just sitting around the kitchen table imagining what the possibilities were. Today we get to catch up with Hands on Greater Richmond with Jamie Seagraves. Jamie is the corporate and special events manager for Hands on, and he works in it day to day and knows a lot more about what's going on these days than I do. So welcome, Jamie.
Thank you so much.
Well, I welcome you to join us and tell us more. Now, why don't you start by sharing a little bit about what Hands on does? I mean, I mentioned it's kind of like a hub of information about volunteering. What does that really mean?
Yeah, so Hands on Greater Richmond is basically, as you mentioned, a central hub for volunteer engagement. We have a variety of different program offerings, but the goal is basically to connect Richmond community members to the nonprofit sector, community organizations that are doing work, you know, every day and need the support of volunteers. Some of the programs that we offer include an online calendar of listing of opportunities. So you could go to the website, look at different volunteer opportunities, register for those volunteer opportunities, and then basically you're connected to that nonprofit partner.
Right through the website.
Exactly,
What's the hands-on website?
So the hands-on website is www.handsonrva.org.
Great.
And on that site, you can search a multiple of different ways, but one of the ways is opportunity calendar. So you can look at date and time specific, or you can search based on the nonprofit focus. If you want to work with homeless individuals or youth education, things like that, you can search for all those different types of opportunities.
Okay. So looking for what fits your calendar as well as what fits your passions and interests.
Exactly, yeah. Many of the nonprofits we work with are also looking for ongoing relationships. So you could come volunteer your time on a Saturday, and then, you know, you would realize that you really enjoy working with this one organization and you could continue that relationship with them, doing different projects or different volunteer needs.
So you're kind of opening the door and helping to make those connections.
Yeah, exactly. We like to think of it as a way to introduce the Richmond community to the work that's being done and hopefully, you know, create that lasting relationship, that lasting partnership.
Yeah, and help people, like I said at the top, just be a part of the change because anybody has something to contribute.
Exactly, yeah. And the other thing that we offer to sort of promote that lasting relationship is we have a program that specifically highlights volunteer leadership development. So we allow volunteers to sort of, in a way, are almost embedded within a nonprofit and can support that agency with different volunteer management needs. We also do a variety of different special events, one of which is Hands-On Day, which is coming up in the very near future on October 19th.
Okay.
And then we also have a variety of youth programming to engage youth, teens, and families in different volunteer opportunities.
Great. So youth that can, they can come out on their own or they come out with their parents? How does that work?
We offer a couple of different ways. So currently, we just started our hands-on, just started our YPP program. It's the Youth Philanthropy Project. Basically, what that is it's an educational program to promote philanthropic giving, volunteering within high school students, youth, and, you know, I believe the goal is to get them engaged and promote volunteerism down the road to sort of instill it in their life. We also have volunteer opportunities where they're specifically focused on engaging youth and families. So it's something you could come out, you know, as a family with your youth, with your children, and volunteer together. We also do DIY projects, and those volunteer opportunities are posted on our website. And they allow people to basically, it's almost like you can do a project at home in the comfort of your own home with your family. And then once that project is completed, you can bring it to us and we'll connect it to that nonprofit partner
so
that is in need.
DIY, like do-it-yourself projects.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
You'll learn about it on the website and then hands-on will help get whatever it is that you've made or created to the nonprofits in need.
Yeah.
So, again, you can go to the website for those details.
Yeah, and the website is handsonrva.org. And many of our programs are broken up into, you know, youth engagement, special events.
Okay.
And basically what you'll be doing is creating an account online that will allow you to access these different volunteer opportunities.
Terrific. Now, looking at other types of volunteer engagement, I know part of what nonprofits rely on is the governance function or the board of directors to help oversee and advocate for the organization. Do you support that type of volunteering as well?
We do, yeah. Hands-on Greater Richmond is actually a part of the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence. It's sort of like a, I guess you could call it a resource center for nonprofit needs in the Richmond community. And in addition to capacity building, education, different nonprofit capacity support programs. We have a board development program, which if individuals are interested in sitting on nonprofit boards, there's training curriculum, there's content on our website, and also the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence website, which is at pnerichmond.org, that will sort of facilitate your interest, connect you to trainings. We have a variety of different volunteer offerings that would allow you to learn more about being a board member.
Okay, so you could go through the to the pnerichmond.org website and learn about some of their trainings they offer for prospective board members, or maybe if you are a new board member but you want to have a better understanding of your role on a board.
Absolutely, yeah. We never, you know, we're working on a variety of levels with volunteers. You know, the volunteer expert, the first comer, things like that. So we hope to sort of support any volunteer within the Richmond community and provide them with the tools needed to really excel and flourish in the community.
Terrific. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. Today, we're speaking with Jamie Seagraves of Hands-On Greater Richmond. And remind us, Jamie, again, what the Hands-On website is?
Yeah, it's handsonrva.org.
Great. Now, you mentioned earlier that Hands-On Day is something that you help to carry out, I'm sure with a lot of others, in your role as special events manager, correct?
Yes. So my main responsibilities or my role at Hands-On is corporate volunteer engagement, so working with our business and community partners to connect different philanthropic initiatives to the nonprofit sector, as well as a variety of special events and days of service. Just recently, we supported the RVA Street Art Fest with volunteers. And as I mentioned earlier, Hands-On Day is coming up on October 19th. And that's basically our region-wide day of service, where we try to engage over 1,000 volunteers at 50 different project sites across the Richmond region.
All at the same time on October 19th?
Correct,
that's
yeah.
Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday, October 19th. The projects begin at 9 a.m. and go till about 1 p.m. And then we invite all of the volunteers that participated to join us in a big celebration event where we can reflect on the volunteer experience. You can learn more about the nonprofit or community organization that you volunteered with. And the idea is really that, you know, you can sort of see the collective impact that you've had of all volunteering together. Last year at our celebration, there was, you know, close to 600 volunteers that came out of the 1,000 volunteers that participated. Mm-hmm. And to see that many people sort of excited and talking about their experience was just sort of refreshing and really, renewed my love for volunteering.
Great. So that's a celebration, post-event celebration. Where's that going to be this year?
That's actually at, it's part of the benefit of volunteering for the hands-on day. You're invited to the Hardywood Park Craft Brewery celebration.
Oh, great.
So we have, youth and family activities. We have live music. We'll have the food trucks there and attendance and things like that. But it really is an
opportunity. And beer.
and of course, Hardywood beer. So. But it really is an opportunity to thank the volunteers that have put so much hard work in for those 4 hours. It's almost like a service blitz, sort of. For
service
those four
blitz,
hours.
Yeah. Well, what types of things are going on? What can we expect going on that day?
Yeah. So we have a variety of project offerings. It's a huge spectrum, but a majority of those projects include things like working at Maymont Park, a variety of park, Richmond City Park cleanup projects. There's a James River Park project that includes working in the Shiplock area, Shiplock Park area for cleanup. And then, of course, working with, you know, just a variety of different nonprofit organizations like Feed More. I mentioned Maymont, the Children's Museum. It's a very expansive offering of volunteer opportunities.
So there's a little something for everybody.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. And many of the projects are youth and family focused. And then there's some that would focus better on, you know, adults working with client populations and things like that.
So do you sign up? Obviously, you sign up on the website, handsonrva.org, right?
Right.
And so is there, you just search for the projects there? How does that work?
Yeah. So on the handsonrva.org website, there's a tab that actually is listed as special events. And underneath that tab, it'll have hands-on day as a special event that you can sign up for.
Okay. So you just click on that. And if you have your login, you can get in that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. The website will ask you to create an account. And then those 50 projects will be available for you to register for on site. You'll receive confirmation emails, project details, things like that in your email after you confirm that participation.
Okay. So the email that you get will tell you where to go and all of those details, what to wear, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get very specific details about, you know, clothing, shoes, how sturdy the shoes should be. If you should wear comfortable clothes for painting, different projects like that.
Well, that sounds really simple. I mean, really straightforward. You can just go in and sign up and you'll get all the details. So
yeah, we really try to make it as accessible as possible. And I think that's one of the major goals of Hands-On Greater Richmond, is having those opportunities posted in a very central location so everyone can access them easily.
Wonderful. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we're talking with Jamie Seagraves of Hands-On Greater Richmond. And he was just talking about the upcoming Hands-On Day, which is Saturday, October 19th. Remind us what the website is again?
Yeah. The website is handsonrva.org. You'll see a variety of Hands-On Day information on that main webpage.
Great. Thank you. Now, you mentioned that it's a bunch of people coming out in a service blitz on for about 4 hours one Saturday afternoon. So I don't mean to sound flip about this, but so what? I mean, what difference does this really make? It's just 4 hours of getting out and volunteering. Does it really have an impact on our community?
It does. Each year we begin planning this event very early, in February, March, and the amount of time it requires to plan this event and sort of organize the logistics is a huge feat. But seeing the amount of volunteers that are engaged throughout the whole entire process, you get this sense of, it's almost like exponential impact.
So, what do you mean by that?
So you have, you know, maybe on staff, we're a small staff, we're about six people, six or seven people. You have maybe two or three that are specifically designated working on hands-on day. Mm-hmm. But then we're working with those three staff. We're working with a volunteer steering committee. So that's six people. Mm-hmm. Those six people have their 20 committee members. Mm-hmm. And then those 20 committee members are training 50 project captains. And then those project captains are working with the 1,000 volunteers.
Gotcha.
So it really, it creates this sort of like ripple effect in the engagement process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, hands-on day is not my event. You know, it's this massive community-wide planned volunteer, you know, just massive community presence thing. And I think it's also a great way to introduce people to volunteering. It's very accessible. It's, you know, 4 hours on a Saturday. Most of the projects are very, you know, engaging, and what I love about volunteering, adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
going somewhere you maybe wouldn't have gone before, or learning a new skill or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, it's you know, the experience of sort of seeing that behind the scenes access that you only get as a volunteer, I think can leave many people with a new experience, but also a new connection to the nonprofits and the community organizations that are doing such amazing work.
Yeah, a new appreciation perhaps of just the amount of work it really does take to serve our community.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I think sometimes, I mean, you always hear about, people talk about that, I believe it's like the starfish story, where it's like, oh, I'm one person, I'm gonna, but like, right. Hands-on day, it's not that, it's 1,000 people and you see them all. So it's, you know, it's not even about, oh, I'm just one lonely person doing this one volunteer opportunity. Like,
You're part of something much bigger.
Exactly. You know it's 1,000 people in that one day that really care about the Richmond community, that really care about, you know, the work that's being done, and really care about giving their time and their talents and helping out, mm-hmm. as simple as that.
So what would be your measures of success beyond looking at getting the number of people involved? Like, what happens after the day? Okay, so you go and you you clean up a playground, you go and you make a bunch of arts and crafts supplies for a children's organization, you know, sort of what's next, what comes out of that?
Right. I know my personal goal is to see all those volunteers keep that lasting relationship. I mean, of mm-hmm. course, I want everyone to have a great experience that morning.
Have a good experience that day on hands-on.
Exactly.
Day.
I want everyone to paint a fence. I want everyone to pull trash out of the river and, you know, really enjoy it, because I know that that's something that
we all love to pull trash out of the river, right?
Exactly. I mean, one of the projects, it's strange, one of the projects is at Maymont, and it's actually cleaning up the bear pen.
The bear pen?
Yeah. So,
well, where are the bears going to be?
Hopefully not in the pen. But I mean, like, that's sort of that adventurous, like,
right.
when is anybody going to have the opportunity to do that?
Right.
But, you know, like, I'm really hoping that afterwards, like, one, you've, you know, removed so much invasive plant species from the bear pen, but then you also have a lasting relationship with Maymont. You have a lasting relationship with the Neighborhood Resource Center in Fulton Hill. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can continue to volunteer with them. You can support them as an organization. You can, you know, mm-hmm. donate where you can, where you're able to, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And then also tell your family or your friends about your experience and kind of help them learn about those organizations too.
Exactly. Yeah. We actually had an amazing story from last year's hands-on day. We had a gentleman contact us. He coordinated a team of volunteers last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's continually come back and participated in different programs, different levels of our programming.
Mm-hmm.
So this year he sort of rallied his office, and they did an at-work program. So the at-work program is that business business and corporate volunteer engagement. Mm-hmm. He's participating in this year's hands-on day with a volunteer group. And then he also actually, his daughter is now engaged as a volunteer in our YPP program. So it's this whole sort of like, you know, full, it's almost like, but he got hooked.
Yeah,
you know?
But that was the entree, was hands-on day.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. He came out for those 4 hours, and then he was like, you know what? I love this so much, this experience, and I need to share it with my family, with my coworkers, everyone. So,
well, yeah, that's a good story. Now, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. Today, we're hearing from Jamie Seagraves of Hands on Greater Richmond, where he serves as the Corporate and Special Events Manager. He's been talking a lot about what Hands-On does, as well as Hands-On Day on October 19th. And you can get those details at handsonrva.org. But Jamie, tell us, what if somebody's interested to pitch in, but they aren't free for Hands-On Day, October 19th?
Right. So with that day being on a Saturday, you know, sometimes people aren't available on Saturday mornings for whatever reason. Our website has a variety of volunteer offerings. So you can look on our website, you can search different postings for, you know, maybe it's not that Saturday, maybe it's during the week, and you'll see sort of different volunteer projects you can sign up for. We also offer the DIY program, which I mentioned earlier, which is do-it-yourself volunteering.
So that's really on your own schedule whenever you can fit it in.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we change that. We basically post a project online. We change it monthly. Mm-hmm. And you can do that project at home with your family, with your Rotary clubs, book clubs, whatever it is, and then drop that off. So it's really you volunteering in your spare time whenever you're available. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in addition to volunteering, you can, you know, support the nonprofits and hands-on with donations, supplies, things like that. I mean, we're always looking for additional help to make our programs, you know, successful for the Richmond community.
So. Wonderful. So now what about people who say to you, you know, I really wish I had time to volunteer. You know, I wish I could fit it into my schedule. Like, it's just so tough. I want to make a difference, but I don't know how. Like,
right.
What do you say to them?
I think it's, you know, try to be as creative as possible. There's really a sort of turn towards episodic volunteering.
But what do you mean by episodic?
So episodic is, you know, I'm going to volunteer at, you know, 9 a.m. for 4 hours, and that's it. Like, mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I did my volunteer deed. But there's so many different ways you can participate as a volunteer. You know, like I mentioned, doing things at home with your kids or family. Mm-hmm. But there's also, you know, pro bono volunteering or skilled volunteering. So maybe your trade or your profession is you're an accountant. You know, you could provide your, you know, sort of skilled knowledge mm-hmm. to a nonprofit and say, hey, I could, you know, help you with this, or provide you guys with sort of insight or be on call for any sort of support things. Or,
sure.
Or you mentioned earlier, like board development or partnering and working on a board for a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I think if people are sort of open to new experiences mm-hmm. and unique experiences, they can volunteer their time in a variety of ways that may look different than something in the past, or that they sort of, a stereotype of volunteering.
Yeah, sort of the stereotype of stuffing envelopes. And, well, nobody mails anything anymore, so that doesn't happen.
Writing newsletters, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, you mentioned skills, being creative about what skills you can contribute. I was just thinking about a project a friend of mine did where she's just really crafty, and she sewed a bunch of curtains for a shelter. You know, it's just, you just never know what you may have a skill that you may think is very mundane, but it may be exactly what the community needs at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence, the sort of like organization that Hands-On is involved in, mm-hmm. We have some information about different, you know, nonprofit needs and offerings and things like that on that website. So that's another great resource. It's pnerichmond.org.
Great. great. So folks can learn more beyond the hands-on model at peonyrichmond.org.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, as usual, our time is getting short, and it's all almost up for today. So before we break, I have just like a minute. I want to ask you if you could put in a nutshell what inspires you, Jamie, to do the work that you do? What keeps you going?
I think it's that sort of, you know, that inspiring, eye-opening experience when you have a volunteer group that's doing a project, and it's not until you give them the why they're doing it that mm-hmm. they get it. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a group that was cutting bushes at a park, and they didn't understand why they were trimming these bushes down. And then when we told them the reason that it was, you know, creating a safer environment for the park and that kids could play in the park and it was a much safer space, you sort of saw this
little, kind of a light bulb go off.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like a little twinkle in their eye, and they're like, okay, this has so much more meaning to me. I know I'm doing this, and I care. Mm-hmm. I want to be here. And mm-hmm. I love seeing that. I love seeing that just raw engagement when they're happy.
Right.
They're there.
Yeah. Well, I can see the twinkle in your eye when you talk about seeing that twinkle. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing today, Jamie. We've been speaking with Jamie Seagraves of Hands On Greater Richmond, talking about upcoming Hands On Day on October 19th and a bunch of other things. So remind us one last time what that website is.
Yeah, it's handsonrva.org, and Hands On Day is on October 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, I'm also thankful to my fellow volunteers here at WRIR, like Jay Westerman, who helps out on the technical side, and Brittany Tracy, who makes sure we have the Inspire Indeed blog up to date at inspireindeed.blogspot.com. And let's not forget about Jesse Johnson, who's down here on the soundboard just about every Tuesday. If you'd like to join our team, you can go to wrir.org to learn how to sign up and volunteer. My name's Elaine Summerfield. You've been listening to Inspire Indeed. I hope you learned something new on the show today and are ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds.